Today on this Friday of the third week of Lent, we have the passage in the Old Testament about Joseph the patriarch and how Joseph was betrayed by his own brothers. They were thought about killing him first, then they sold him into slavery, and how then he became Pharaoh's right-hand man. And when we look at this passage from the Old Testament, we see how this is a foreshadowing or a type of Christ in the New Testament. The readings today tie in perfectly together. What are the similarities between the patriarch Joseph of the Old Testament and Christ? Well, number one, first, they were the beloved son. Joseph was the beloved son of Jacob, known as Israel, and he was the most beloved of all his sons. Christ, of course, the Son of God, the beloved of his Father. Both were known for their robes that they wore. Joseph had a robe made by his father. In fact, they even made a play out of it, right? Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. They even made a play about this famous robe of Joseph. Well, Christ also had a very special robe, most likely hand-sewn by our Blessed Mother herself, a seamless garment. It was so beautiful, so valuable, that the soldiers weren't even willing to rip it up. They cast dice for it. Both Joseph and Christ had to go to Egypt. Joseph had to go to Egypt. He was sold into slavery in Egypt. Christ had to flee to Egypt to escape the death that King Herod wanted to plot against him. Both Christ and Joseph were stripped of their garments. Joseph stripped of his robe by his brothers, and then the soldiers stripped Christ of his garments. Both Joseph and Christ were victims of jealousy. It was the jealousy of the brothers that sold Joseph into slavery. And then Scripture tells us it was the jealousy of the scribes and Pharisees that ultimately brought about Christ's death. People plotted to kill both of them. The brothers at first plotted to kill Joseph, and then, of course, the religious leaders plotted to kill Christ. Both were sold. We know that in the first reading today, it tells us that the Egyptians came by in a caravan, and they sold their brother for 20 pieces of silver. Well, you know the story with Christ. Christ was sold by Judas for 30 pieces of silver. After all, there's inflation after about 1,000 years, right? So, but both were sold as slaves, basically. Both were sold. Both were rejected and yet became the cornerstone. Joseph was rejected by his family, but he wound up becoming its savior because he was the one who told Pharaoh to store up the grain, and when, you know, the famine hit for 7 years, people had to come to Egypt, and Joseph was able to feed his family. So the one rejected became the cornerstone. The one rejected became the savior. The same thing with Christ. He was rejected by us, by the people, and he became our savior because he was nailed to the cross. So the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone of the new structure. They both had their resurrection. As you know, Joseph was thrown into the cistern by his brothers, and then he was brought out and sold into slavery. This idea of coming out of the cistern was a resurrection for Joseph, a new life. And Christ, placed in the tomb, was brought forth after 3 days, resurrected from the dead. And then lastly, they both were placed at the right hand, the place of honor. Joseph was placed at the right hand of Pharaoh for being able to interpret dreams. And now Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. When you read Scripture, it's very interesting, very exciting to look at typology, how things in the Old Testament foreshadow greater realities to come in the New Testament. So meditate upon that, how Joseph, the patriarch of the Old Testament, foreshadows a much greater reality, Christ, in the New Testament. God bless you.